Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Unsung Gamers Podcast. I am your host, Rico, a.k.a. Phantom Recon. And first, I do want to start off by apologizing to everyone out there. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we did a podcast, but, you know, we had Thanksgiving last week. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Look, the Dallas Cowboys are playing, and I really wanted to watch the game. And so we had a skip last week. And then, of course, I think the other guys are busy, too, with some adult stuff. And when I say adult stuff, I mean, you know, bills, kids, jobs.
Life.
You know, yeah, life, basically, yeah. But I promise, you know, hopefully we're going to keep this one short and sweet. But getting back into it, with me today, we have Shadow Alchemist X, a.k.a. Nando.
I mean, they better have won, right?
Oh, they did. They won. I mean, it wasn't a good win, but I'll take the win anyway. Yeah.
All right.
And also joining us again is El Tacoma, El Way, Jermaine.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, guys, I know since we last talked, it was right before Thanksgiving, so I know Thanksgiving has passed. I'm hoping your Thanksgiving was good. I'm hoping everybody out there listening, your Thanksgiving was great. I know mine was. I mean, I actually got to spend it with y'all and hang out with y'all for Thanksgiving, and that was fun. Got to go to Pia Pie Pizza, play some games, catch up. Really, really, really cool. It was good seeing y'all again.
Oh, yeah, man. I haven't seen y'all in a while, so it was fun. Pretty good. I mean, it lifted up my spirits, I'll say that, because it's the first Thanksgiving without my son, so it's still a little weird not having him around.
I bet, man.
Well, man, shout out to him. I think he's out there in Florida, right? He's in Florida right now?
Yeah, he's in Florida right now. He's in Pensacola. So he's
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got school right now, so we're just waiting to see if he's going to get to come home for New Year's, since he got denied to come home for Christmas.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Well, here's to hopefully reunite for New Year's, and shout out to Jermaine Jr. out there, and thank you for your service. And with that, you know, I think the biggest news I think everybody's talking about right now is obviously Grand Theft Auto 6. The trailer that came out, I think it was initially leaked. And then I guess they finally just said, yeah, here it is. And they shared it with everybody. And apparently it's already broken records on most views within a short period of time, most likes on YouTube. So I know this has been a very high anticipating game for a lot of people out there. I mean, I'm probably one of the in the minority. I wasn't that excited about it, but I'm sure y'all have. I mean, y'all played the other games before I have. I'm actually in the middle of playing Grand Theft Auto 5 right now. So I'm actually trying to get into it, kind of get prepared for, I guess, Grand Theft Auto 6, since there's not going to be a Red Dead Redemption anytime soon. But with that said, now that y'all seen the trailer and y'all being more knowing of the Grand Theft Auto world, how do y'all feel about the trailer and the game itself coming out in 2025, I believe?
I think it's a good time to let it go, because, you know, they've been working on it, what, 10, 12 years? So hopefully it's right. With them working on it this long, I'm not going to say perfect, because nothing ever is. There's always going to be something wrong. But with the timeline, I think they can get it as close to perfect as it's going to be. But I wouldn't be surprised, personally, I wouldn't be surprised if they pushed it to, like, one more year.
Man. Nando, how do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm perfectly okay with it. I mean, it did surprise me that they had announced it, since, I mean, they're still making some serious bank off Grand Theft Auto Online, that they would make this new game now. And, yeah, I mean, by the time it releases, it'll be 12 years since the last game, but they were still working on Grand Theft Auto Online, because that's really where their money is, and I think that's probably where most of the development is going to be with this new game, is with the online portion of the game. But I'm excited about it. Like, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And it looks like we get to play as two different protagonists, maybe. Like, I know the girl, I forget what her name is, and I think maybe her boyfriend might be the main characters in this campaign.
Yeah, so I know when the trailer came out, I mean, to me, I didn't take it. I kind of told y'all about it. I didn't take it as a real true trailer. I kind of saw it more as a teaser than a trailer, because, like, yeah, I don't know who. Yeah, I mean, you kind of get the idea. It doesn't say much. I thought it might show more features of what you can do. I mean, the only thing that really that I got from it was like, yeah, a broader world. The graphics look great. I mean, it sounds like it's, I mean, it's going to be a whole new world, but we're going back to Vice City, but obviously a way bigger map from what I'm hearing. But yeah, I do want to see more gameplay. Like, what's going to make it different? Because usually there's always something different, some new feature that they add to it. Yeah, like, is it going to be two protagonists, or is it going to be more? Are you going to play, you know, one bad guy protagonist, and then, like, you know, two good guys? Like, you know, kind of like, I guess The Last of Us 2 was, or I guess to kind of give you, you know, the both sides of the story. You know, like, you're playing the good guy always in a game, and then maybe in this game you're playing the bad guy, maybe people who want to kill them, the other protagonist, but, like, you're following their story to understand why they're doing it, even though maybe a part of you probably doesn't want to be on there. Is it, you know, does it sound familiar, Nando? And doesn't want to play as a bad guy. But yeah, I mean, it looks cool, and from what I hear, it's doing really well. It has broken records. I do know it broke Mr. Beast's non-music video for most views in 24 hours, I believe. And it has the most likes.
Yeah.
And I mean, knowing that and knowing Mr. Beast, I think he might try to make another video to try to beat that. Because I know Mr. Beast, at least from watching his videos and interviews, he wants to be number one. And I mean, I don't know how he's going to do that. Because, I mean, even his own team loves Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, I'm sure they watched it multiple times. But it's definitely something that I'm slowly getting a bit more excited about, mainly because, like I told my brother, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Again, it's my first time playing it. I've never played it before. But I'm slowly getting into it, into the actual story. Like, right now, like, in the beginning, I was really just rushing everything, just trying to just beat the game, really. Because, I mean, so far, none of it just caught my interest. It wasn't until playing, I got the Travis, where you play as Travis now. And I thought,
nice.
And again, please don't spoil it for me. I'm still in the middle of playing it. I know it's been out so many years, but please, you know, don't give me any spoilers. I thought that this was going to be a game that I was describing to y'all earlier. Like, you're playing two good guys, or at least I think are good guys, in Franklin and Michael. And then Travis was going to be a bad guy. But once you become Travis, he basically comes over there, confronts Michael, and then they basically team up on a mission. And I was like, whoa, I thought they were going to be fighting or trying to kill each other. But they're not. They're actually working together. So I was like, oh, okay. So, but again, I mean, that's how far I am in it. I'm sure you guys could tell me I'm not that far into it. Okay. And I've been skipping all the side missions. Like, right now, I don't care about side missions. I just want to beat the game. Right now, I'm like I said, I'm slowly getting into it, where, like, I'm getting more interested in it. But I guess, like, what was it? Because yeah, I played it. I guess what was it about it? I guess without giving me any spoilers beyond that point where I'm at, that made it so interesting for you. Like, I guess if you can speak for other people, why do people like this game so much?
Well, I guess, to be fair, to go back to what you're saying about the protagonists for, like, all the games, including 6, technically, you're not a good guy. You're just the protagonist being, like, the main character of the story, because technically you're a criminal. And you're the same way with Red Dead 1 and 2. Like, you're a criminal. You're just, you know, you're better than, you know, people like Jeffrey Dahmer, like serial killers. You're not that bad, but you're still a criminal.
Yeah, I guess that.
And I mean, Robin, the reason why
symptom, I guess, like, you know, you're committing crimes, but, you know, you're not out there being that bad, I guess. But no, I do see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the freedom of the open world is really what brought me into playing Grand Theft Auto back with Grand Theft Auto 3, and they've built upon that since then. And with 5 in particular, I like the idea of playing as 3 different protagonists, because no matter what's going on, they're living their life within the game. You switch to Franklin, he's off doing something with some of his buddies. Or if you switch to Michael, he's at his house just chilling. It feels like the world's alive. like with this Grand Theft Auto 5, which I'm hoping Grand Theft Auto 6 does too.
And Jermaine, like, did you ever play it?
I didn't fully play it, but I did play parts of it here and there. And I mean, personally, it's not a game for me because I couldn't get into it. But doing some of the stuff I did, I could see why people enjoy it because, you know, it's they're basically open world games where you can do a lot of stuff. And I mean, I want to say that's a big thing about it. It's an open world game. You can do so much without having to be limited.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You know what I mean? I definitely hear that. Like, yeah. Like it's like, I mean, you're on a controller. You're controlling these characters and you're making decisions for them. And I guess I don't know that much about the game Grand Theft Auto 5, but I know some games where like you make decisions that can affect the impact of your game in the future. I know Red Dead Redemption had a little bit of that. Not a lot. I think Donnie told me The Witcher had a lot like that. The decisions you made affected the future of your game. I kind of feel like, or because this game's old. I mean, it's like 10 years old now. I don't know if they had that feature back then, but even though myself, I'm not, I guess, as interested in it. Like Red Dead Redemption, like I played those games and I was fully in it, like from the beginning to end. I play that nonstop. I love that game, so especially the I guess part two, technically the prequel to it. I mean, I played that. I mean, I just was checking how much time I put into it. I put over 100 hours in that game. That's more hours that I put into that game than Valhalla. And but I loved it. I enjoyed it. I love just being out there on a horse, going out and going hunting. Going, doing these side missions, helping people, coming across, you know, different discoveries like murder, occult, you know, secret houses, and again, I'm kind of expecting the same thing in Grand Theft Auto 5. I mean, is that something that happens too in Grand Theft Auto 5 too? Like if I explored like that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well then,
it wasn't. Yeah, it's not. It wasn't built to be that kind of game. Just. It was built to allow you to have the freedom to do pretty much anything you want in that world.
Okay. I mean, well, I kind of feel like Red Dead Redemption was the same way, but however, it is more, I guess, the country feel, where like Grand Theft Auto V, it's a, basically you're in a giant city. You're in New York, you're in Miami, L.A., you know, you're in a big city, and in a big city, there's a bunch of stuff you can do. Where in Red Dead Redemption, like, you go to multiple small towns, but each town has like its own culture in it. But I guess it's the same that can be said in Grand Theft Auto 5. Like each area in the world of Grand Theft Auto 5 has its own culture too. Because like, you know, where Travis came from was like the open country. You know, trailers, you know, four-wheelers are out there. And then, but if you go into where Michael and Franklin are, it's the city. So I guess what I'm, the reason why I'm talking about this is because like I'm trying to understand, I guess, why I'm not that engaged with Grand Theft Auto 5, even though, like, it's a big popular game. I mean, the entire world loves it. It's, Yolanda, you said it. This is Rockstar? Rocksteady?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rockstar's, like money maker for their online play. I mean, so that means, like, the world is playing this game. Red Dead Redemption, I mean, it didn't have it. So, I mean, maybe I was just in the minority in this. But, I mean, I still miss the Red Dead Redemption like gameplays, and I do get a little bit of that, especially, and I get that feel too when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5, even though it's like more modern, everything in it. The one thing that I do try to add is just, I guess, my Southern style to the characters, I guess, because again, I'm from the South, but I'm still enjoying the game. I'm slowly getting into it. I do want to beat it because I keep hearing it's a great story. I mean, it's even talked about 10 years later. So I plan on beating it. According to y'all, it doesn't sound like I'm that far in the game, even though I put 20 hours. So according to my PlayStation, it said that I put 20 hours in the game so far.
Yeah, I mean, the campaigns could take a long time, especially if you do the side quests.
Yeah, and right now I'm kind of just skipping them. Like, I'm not into trying to change their outfits or trying to customize my weapons or anything like that, or buying new cars or buying businesses. Like I've gotten to those options. Right now I'm just like, all right, what do I need? I need a gun. Got a gun. What do I need? A car. Let me just grab this car right here. Oh, I got a place to stay, or I already got a place to stay. I don't need anything else. Like I'm kind of just like rushing through it, but so far so good.
That's good, man. Like that you're finally getting around to playing this 10-year-old no, right? game. But just in time for a sequel.
Well, I did see a clip, and I didn't realize that it's the voices of Michael and Franklin, and they were just talking about how, you know, people were always wondering why it takes so long for a sequel to come out, for Grand Theft Auto 6 to come out. And they were saying what people, a lot of people forget is, you know, there was COVID, and COVID, like, really set them back about a year or two. Like, this game was supposed to come out this year, if not the year before, but COVID happened. Then, of course, the big game that came out from them, Red Dead Redemption 2, which that was a big game. People were still working on, you know, its online play and trying to make that great, too. And they did. They did a great job. I mean, in my opinion, I felt like that should have won Game of the Year. But if it wasn't for COVID, I mean, that game would have probably already came out already. And if it had come out already, because there was already talks and rumors that there's going to be a Red Dead Redemption 3 coming out. And for me, I'm excited for that. Like, I want to see that one. But, you know, for now, Grand Theft Auto 5 and 6, you know, they'll do. I guess with the game coming out, what are y'all expecting to see from it? Like, anything new, anything different? Like, I guess, what would make it that much better from when you play Grand Theft Auto 5?
I would love to see a tribute to Ray Liotta. Like, I know, like, he passed away, like, after, like, I guess before development with this new game, but he was the main character in Grand Theft Auto Vice City. So I'm hoping like there will be something like that in the game. I'm hoping to see that. I mean, of course, I'm hoping the game's gonna be good and it works.
Yeah, and you, Jermaine?
Well, I'm not sure, man. I can honestly, I'm not like I said, man. You know, I haven't really played the game much except for a couple of things here and there. But from like Nando said, man, just a bunch of stuff. I'm gonna see. You know, maybe some little tributes here and there to some of the old games. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that, like, with Dan Houser now retiring, which it's a well-deserved retirement, but it sucks that he's gone now because he was, like, the main figurehead of, like, all the Grand Theft Auto games and the Red Dead Redemption games. Like, he wrote the story and directed these games. And now he's not here for the sixth one, so I'm really hoping the story is still going to be really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we still got a lot of time. The game doesn't come out until 2025, which to me, in a way, even though I've never played it, I'm a bit disappointed. I thought it was going to come out next year, 2024. But 2025 is good.
I'm with you on that. Like, I'm all for new games being announced. But when you're 2 years out, like, don't do that. Because then the anticipation kind of, like, lingers down at that point, like, the excitement for it is, I mean, it's Grand Theft Auto, so I'm sure it's still going to be there, but when games do that, I really don't like that they do that. Like, if you're going to release your game, like, let it be either that year or the following year.
Yeah, like, and this reminds me, you know, the Stranger Things show. Now, I'm not blaming the kids who are now they're adults, but, you know, when they first came out, it came out, like, years ago, and like, they were kids, and now, like, you know, that they're supposedly, like, on a hiatus with the final season because, you know, so much happened. Like, they should have just, like, committed and released all the episodes because it's harder to believe each new season that comes out that these are still the same 15-year-old, 14-year-old kids when they're looking like adults now. Like, and now they're dealing with real life stuff now. Now, talk about Stranger Things. That's what's scary is becoming an adult, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Well, I think like I was gonna say like with that show like it was originally supposed to be an anthology and they probably should have kept it that way since it's been taking this long to get those seasons out.
Yeah, but it's blown up. It's blown up. And you know, speaking of blown ups, I know Jermaine, you've been I guess kind of keeping up more with the Call of Duty stuff. I guess, do you have any news on I guess, what's going on or what's great about Call of Duty now?
What's great about it is they finally fixed everything they broke.
Nice.
Well, not everything, but damn near everything they broke is finally fixed again. And the movement feels way better than it did on 2. I've been playing a lot of zombies, I'll tell you that, and I'm actually enjoying it. I mean, downside is I don't have a squad to play with, but it's good. I mean, a lot of the people I've ran into are
noobs,
like people you would love to play with. No, I mean, like these guys, like this is people you want to play with, especially a zombies game like this. Like how long ago? About 3 weeks ago or so, I screwed up and I ended up dying. Well, zombies gives you the option of sending a call for help. And I'm like, screw it. Let me see if somebody helps me out. And sure enough, within a minute, somebody showed up, res me. They even gave me a 3-plate vest.
Damn.
Yeah, that is like dropped it, did a little nod, and took off. I was like, what?
I can be your hero, baby. As he's leaving.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of the people, man, a lot of people post messages on there like, hey, need help doing this or, you know, stuff like that. And some people, you know, hey, anybody want to squad up? I'm in here solo. And they'll find you. You'll get requests, everything.
In order to play the zombie games, like, you have to buy the game, right? This isn't like a Warzone feature, right?
Yeah, you have to buy the game. But, yeah, that's the one downside to it. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, I've been enjoying it. It's been fun. I've been, it's kind of, I don't know, did y'all play DMC?
I mean, yeah, like, that was, like, the game mode feel of, like, playing all the time. So, reluctantly play DMC.
So, it's basically DMZ, but, you know, you can't hurt the other players. It's just like AI versus you versus the zombies.
Okay.
So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to do something and somebody sneaking up behind you and killing you or anything like that. So, but yeah, it's been fun, man. I've been enjoying it. I've been playing a lot of it.
Like, I read they got rid of the DMZ mode altogether.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I just never looked into it. But they said they got rid of it, and supposedly it's going to come back, but they haven't said anything about it coming back or anything like that.
Dang. Like, I know that there was, like, cosmetic stuff that you can buy that were tied to DMZ, and now that game mode's gone, that sucks for those people that bought that.
Yeah, because I think at one time it was, pay to win in DMZ as well.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't spend any money on it.
Well,
I didn't.
Well, I mean, no, I did on Warzone, man. I miss those guns, man. Those guns were awesome, and then they took them away from me. I was like, fuck. Oh well. But speaking of buying stuff, I did buy a new character on Fortnite. It's actually my first legitimate character, and it was an Invincible. And if you haven't seen it out there, folks, you should definitely watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. Finally got Tonyo to watch it, and he's hooked. He's hooked on it. And I was like, yeah, I know, it's pretty cool, right? And then, season 2, I guess part 1 just finished, and part 2 is supposed to come out next year, I think January, maybe February, for part 2. And I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to wait. Like, I might just have to go buy the comic so I can read it. Because from what I've read, I think the story's done. So I probably just end up buying the comics and just reading it. Just like I've done so far with all the animes that I've watched. Which, by the way, Attack on Titan was great. Demon Slayer, great. And just looking for other animes. I actually watched the Goblin Slayer. And man, that first episode, damn, not for kids. All right, I didn't watch it with my kids. I was just like, you know what? I saw it. It looked pretty cool. I watched it by myself. And in that first episode, I was like, oh my God, is this allowed to be shown on TV?
Yeah.
Damn. And I was like, wow. I finished it because, like, I was like, I mean, I wanted to see what happened next. And yeah, I finished it. And there's already season two. It just came out, so there's that. But yeah, going back to Invincible, definitely watch if you haven't watched it. But that's one of the reasons why I bought that character. It's because like I really like that character. I like the show, and I'm probably gonna like the comics. So, yeah, thank you, Fortnite, for being awesome and actually having characters that people want to buy on their shop. And I think, did you buy any character or Jermaine? One of y'all where buy Eminem, something like that?
Not me.
Hell no. Oh, okay. I didn't buy Eminem. I mean, I did. To be fair, I did think about buying that backpack, the Mom's Spaghetti thing, but
yeah.
I haven't gotten it yet though.
I thought about buying that too.
Nice. I know so many options, but that's how they make their money, these microtransactions and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah, I've been there's an emote that I want that my son has. It's a Lady Gaga one. I think I sent you the video, didn't I?
Yeah, I want that one too. I keep checking the store every day. Like, is it there? Is it? Oh, it's not there. I don't care what's
you got your
store
hopes up now. Oh man, gonna have to wait a whole year now.
Hey, it might come back. I haven't seen it yet though.
Dang. Well, I mean, on the topic of TV shows or anime, I mean, I highly recommend this show for everyone out there. I mean, on top of Invincible, and this is the only reason why I watched this show is because I was done with Invincible. And the creator of Invincible, because he did an interview, because they're asking him, I was trying to find out when the next season came out. And in this interview, they're asking him, like, what shows you recommend for those who can't wait for the next, you know, part two of season two. And he mentioned The Boys. He mentioned the new spinoff series, too. And then he mentioned the Blue Eye Samurai. I was like, you know, because I did see it. I saw it on my feed. And I'm, again, y'all know me. I'm a big fan of Japanese culture. And then this one was like a samurai. And I was like, cool. So, I checked it out. I mean, and I was hooked. I watched it whenever I could. And, man, it is definitely what people are saying about it. It's probably one of the best, if not the best show on Netflix right now. Because there's a bunch of other shows out there, too. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's up there top 10, like if not top 5, TV show of 2023. And it was really good. I mean, the story was great. The animation is beautiful. And the fighting in it, it's amazing, sublime, if I can say a fancy word. So I definitely recommend it. Each episode is about an hour long. I think there's like 8 or 10 episodes, if I remember correctly. But I definitely recommend it. Like, if you have time to watch it, definitely watch it. It's really good. And I after finishing, I was like, man, is there another one? Like, is there something else? Because like it was so good. It was really good. And And then like of course after I finished watching, I come across videos of like how they created it, how they made it, and like. I really like that they went over the details and small, subtle details of how and why they went a certain direction with their animation, and which made me even love it even more because some of it I didn't even notice. And I don't want to talk about it now, but once I get a chance to watch it, and I definitely recommend it. I definitely will say this is not for kids, okay? I'm telling you right now, not for kids. You'll probably learn it, I think, the first episode, actually. So definitely not for kids. Okay. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, that one, I was planning on watching that, but I still got got a bunch of stuff going on at work. So I'm going to wait till everything calms down, and then I'm going to start it because I actually want to sit down and enjoy that show because I watched a couple of the trailers for it. And yeah, it looks interesting. It looks like something I could get into and enjoy.
Nando?
About the show? I mean, yeah, like I saw it on there and it's like on my recommendation list. And I do plan on watching it. I think right now, I forget what show I'm watching right now. It might be Invincible since the whole season's out now. Well, part one is out. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Like I just got through watching Across the Universe finally.
Have you finished watching Supernatural?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
For the most part, yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't want to watch it, so I just watched some summary videos of it. It's like, I don't want to dedicate my time to 60 plus episodes. Guess how far back, man, I was. So like, let me just watch somebody else explain it to me, because I don't have that kind of time. These episodes are like 40, 50 minutes long, and there's over 20 of them, and I'm three seasons behind, so that's over 60 already. So I'm like, nah, I ain't got that kind of time.
No, I hear you. Yeah. Okay, well, good. Well, we're going to talk about that another day, another time, because that one was like a lot. I remember watching it, and it was like, damn. I guess for me, it was a commitment, only because, like, I started watching this, man, I think what, I was maybe after high school? Maybe, like, I just got started college. And then, like, I know it ended a few years ago. So, I mean, that's how long it's been out. But it was definitely cool to, I guess, watch Jensen and Jared, the actors, grow up and become the men that they become in the TV show. So, definitely cool.
It ended well. So, I mean, that's good. The ending was good. And that's what I was waiting for. Didn't really care what happened in the middle of all that, but the ending was nice.
Jermaine, have you seen it?
The ending was okay. Oh, yeah. I've been watching it like a year after it started, so. Yeah. I think it's 15 years. So I watched it for 14. So, yeah. And I accidentally discovered it. I was working nights then. And I was just flipping through the channels, and I just happened to come across one of the episodes while it's when it started. Started watch both the episodes because it was on TNT. They were doing two episodes a day, and I was like, "Oh, okay, hold on, this is a good show." So started watching it and stuck with it.
Definitely enjoyed it, and I guess I'm kind of happy that they're kind of transitioning from that show to The Boys now, because like I think the creator of Supernatural is also the creator. Or helped create the TV show The Boys on Prime. So, you know, I've seen Jensen on there. I think this next season they're supposed to have Jeffrey Dean on there. So, and yeah, actually a lot of the characters from, or actors from Supernatural are on The Boys now. So that's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Eric Kripke. Yeah. Like, he worked on The Boys.
Oh, Fallout. The TV show trailer was announced or debuted a few days ago. I don't know if y'all saw that.
I haven't yet.
It looks pretty good. I mean, I don't know much about the game, but the trailer actually made the show look pretty good.
Well, same. I haven't heard of neither the show or... I mean, well, I've heard of the game, but I've never played it. Nando?
I mean, as far as the show goes, like, I know that Jonathan Nolan is part of it. Yes, he is related to Christopher Nolan. It's his brother. And I like that he's already proven himself to be a competent director and writer himself.
Jonathan?
Having worked on several projects with his brother.
Oh, then now I'm interested, because he also helped at least the first two seasons of Westworld. He was on that project, too.
Nice. Yeah, like, he wrote, like, pretty much the whole Dark Knight trilogy with Christopher Nolan. So, I mean, I'm happy that they actually got someone who actually is good at writing, and two, is passionate about Fallout. Like, he is a Fallout fan.
Oh, snap.
So I'm hoping that the show is going to reflect that too.
I might need to add that to my list, because, I mean, that's all. Yeah, well, to have Jonathan on there, because I know he's a good writer, because, like, I mean, if you've seen Westworld, at least the first few seasons, amazing. And yeah, if he's on the Fallout TV show, and he's a fan of the game too, I mean, dang. That's like, I mean, perfection. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, one of the early clips that came out, when they asked him about it, like, it was like a little joke thing, asking if he was a fan of the series, and he's, like, dressed up as, like, one of the Fallout Shelter characters.
Nice.
Saying, nah, I don't know anything about Fallout.
Nice. Well, good call, Jermaine. I'm going to have to look into that. Actually, I'm going to have to add it right now after we get off, just so I don't forget. And with that, you know, there's plenty to talk about, but we're going to keep this one short today, and I think we're going to end it there. I do want to say to everyone, you know, again, I apologize that we haven't posted an episode yet, but definitely want to thank you for still listening to this episode. And again, if you can, share it with your friends. Share us on our social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're on Twitch, too. We're just on everything. Check us out on our webpage, too, untongamers.com. If you want to reach out to us, reach out to us there. And yeah, I just want to say thank y'all, and thank y'all for the folks that have been watching the YouTube channel. I've been seeing folks super interested in the video, so greatly appreciate it. And our subscribers. So again, subscribe to YouTube. Thank you as well. Awesome. And I guess with that said, I'm going to pass it on to Nando and Jermaine so they can close it out.
All right. Well, thanks for checking us out on our Twitch feed. I know it's been random lately, but I think I finally settled on Remnant 2 to play through now. Didn't really care about the other games I was trying out. And, you know, as always, the bayan sa tomas alawa.
Jermaine.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all. No, appreciate y'all letting me come back on again. Always fun. But, you know, like you said, sorry about not having one the past couple of weeks, but, you know, life happens, unfortunately. Had a bunch of stuff to do, and hopefully we can get back on a good little schedule.
Yeah, it would definitely will for sure. And as always, end with, you know, we are the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time. Thank y'all.